those flu shots?
I do everything possible to try not to get sick. Like sleep all day yesterday. No, I didn't sleep all day. Just got up about 9.
So talk about what you're going to do now to get the offense going again.
Just keep working. I mean, don't force anything. Just trying to keep, making good decisions and make sure the ball goes to the right spot. And, continue to grind and prepare, and eventually it's going to pay off.
Do you think part of the drop problem is just seems like a whole set of receivers now working with you? I know you worked with Muhammad all summer and Rubisky, but it just seems as a unit this is almost brand new.
Yeah, we do that. We got a lot of new guys. And, it's going to take time. And, we continue to work, after practice and, just keep working, throwing, catching, getting used to each other. And those guys haven't played. And that's a lot of it, too. Just being out there playing, catching the ball first, making your move. The game's fast. And but those guys, made some strides last week, I thought, in overall.
See, it looks like you've gone him a few times on third down and just don't seem to be in sync. Is that something you can solve in practice, or does it have to be game site adjustments, that kind of thing?
No, we're working on it. Make sure, he sees the things the same way I see it. And, we're not quite on that page yet. But, we're going to continue to keep working and, just watching tape and, telling him, how I see it, how they play it, how he needs to run the route. Like I said last week, it's difficult to get on the same page right away with a guy. You've had everybody else for, since the spring. And, bring him in 2 weeks and expect him to gel with the entire unit right away is probably unrealistic. But, I think he's done a good job of picking up the system, and he works at it and asking questions, and, he wants to be good.
Without spilling the playbook, could you give one example of maybe one pass where you saw one thing and he was thinking something else? Run through what happens on a specific play.
I mean, you could probably do it for me. You got it in your head, obviously. No, the first third down of the game, it was man-to-man, and, I expected him to run out of it, and, he kind of hesitated, he said he didn't feel a guy outside of him, got a clean release. And it was a smart thing to do because he was thinking that, that guy's going to trap it or a guy's going to come off. But, I anticipated him running out, and, we didn't connect. But, I mean, just little things like that we just need to continue to work and make sure he sees it the same way I see it, and he will.
Do we make too big a deal about
everything?
About you throwing a pretty hard ball?
I don't throw it that hard.
Because a lot of times you say, "Derek."
Sometimes, like intermediate throws, it just looks like I'm not throwing hard, and it's coming harder than it looks. So it kind of gets on guys a little bit faster. But I think for the most part, I've been a lot better than in the past, and something I've tried to work on, and just keep working at it.
Did guys drop balls on you at Oregon State or in high school? I mean, has this been a problem your whole career?
I mean, we had a little bit in one guy in college, really, but for the most part, everybody caught it pretty good.
Shake off, Dia. I mean, everybody says you got to move on to the next play and all, but I mean, it's got to rattle your confidence a little bit too, right?
Mm-mm. I just keep playing, and I think, honestly, I have just tried to just continue to keep not let one play affect what happened not affect the play that's coming up, and that's something I've been working on and just moving on and try and not compound mistakes and errors and. I continue to try and make myself better in that aspect because I know, like in the past, I probably did let, bad plays ruin a series for me or, a next series, or I was thinking about what had happened before. But I think for the most part, in my own mind, I've been pretty good with that.
But so when you have a receiver who has had problems catching the ball, not even any of these guys you have right here, but, I mean, don't you think, man, he dropped it last time on me. I think I should go to Plan B?
No. I tell them, it's not an issue of them not being able to catch. We do it every day, every week. It's you know, they've done it in the games. We've had some issues, but they can play. They can all catch the ball well. You know, I just keep giving to them. It's not, I mean, I honestly don't get down on them. I try to, you know, encourage and make sure, you know, that I let them know that I trust them and they're going to catch the next one.
You talked about needing to do better on third down as offense. If you say that you guys run the Ryle kid the first two downs or you run the first two downs, does the pressure on third down increase when that's the only throw you're going to have that series, and if it doesn't happen, you go back to the bench?
Yes and no, because I think, I mean, we've done some good things with the Wildcat, and I think it helps us. I mean, we gave Josh on 3rd and 8 one time, and he made a play. But as far as coming back in there and be able to make a play, it's not like I get really out of the rhythm of the game, or it's not like I'm standing over there for a whole series and still focusing on what, you know, seeing what they're doing, how they're playing, and, you know, and having the game going in my mind.
Receivers, wouldn't that be bigger in their mind that, oh my God, it's third and whatever, and it's more for them than it is for you?
I hope not. I mean, that's something obviously we're working on, is, you know, getting into third and manageable and staying out of the, you know, the long yardages where we get, you know, we've had issues with 3rd and 15, and, you know, making 3rd and 15s, okay, it's all right to punt it. It's not, I mean, let's not turn it over, let's not do anything stupid, and you know, that comes with me and just, you know, making sure we get it to the guys. And if Mo breaks a tackle and makes 15, great. But if not, you know, then we're punting and, you know, letting our defense get a stop.
Garrett, when you talk about mistakes, we see a lot of times where a really good drive is going and it looks real promising, and then there's that interception at the end of it. Is that more a function of the defense making plays or you taking chances? And, you know, how do you work on maybe correcting that?
Just continue. I mean, you talking about the end of the game?
Or half, or, you know, any time.
I don't go out there and try and throw picks. I'm trying to win the game. As the plays come up. You know, if I look back at it, I probably could have ran. I wouldn't have got anything but 2 or 3 yards on 3rd and 15. But obviously, throwing it to them isn't a good thing. But you know, we watched. We went through all the, you know, plays we thought, you know, I could improve on and things I could do better. About 15 plays through the whole season, I wish I could have back. You know, where I would have made a different decision, or could have minimized or helped us from doing something differently. So we're working on that. I mean, it's not happening overnight, or it's not. You know, it's like I was saying. We get in 3rd and 15. Let's not have anything crazy happen. You know, let's give our guy a chance to catch it, and it's all right to kick it.
Go ahead, Mark.
Even though they're dropping passes right now, are you encouraged by the fact that it seems like you know where guys are going to be, they're running their routes precisely, and when you throw the ball, they're there?
Yeah. I mean, I think this on our play, our good plays and our plays when we're successful, the spacing on our stuff is great. You know, guys are in the right spots. Balls are being caught. You know, that first drive of the second half was a great example of it. You know, guys are in the right spot. Mo runs a great route. You know, things are ticking. And, you know, we just got to obviously have more of those. But they have been, guys, you know, Robo and Mo been in the right spots. They've been doing the right things. And, you know, we just catch a few more balls and protect a little better and we'll be all right.
That drive you spoke of was one of the few times in the last two games where you actually threw the ball on first down. Do you feel that you're handing off on first and second down to and predictability? And, you know,
I don't know exactly what the numbers are, honestly. I don't really probably care to know. But, you know, I mean, we can do better. I mean, I think obviously it's kind of the way we're, you know, us, you know, not being great on offense right now is trying to get ourselves into third and manageable and convert. And if it is a pass on first down or it's a run on first down, whatever's going to keep us ahead of the, you know, ahead of the count. And I think that's the biggest thing. It doesn't really matter to me.
Was that one play planned the other day? You were running left and you pitched to Jerome right at the
Oh Lord, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy, I don't know, the guy just kinda went through my read, no way it was open. JC's guy kinda slipped off him and I was going, and all of a sudden I just hear D8, and I was like, well, here you go. And then I was like, oh, maybe I'll block that corner, and then all of a sudden he was like, maybe not.
No. You think you guys are still looking for identity? 2 weeks ago, you guys ran the ball a last week, ran a lot of wildcat. Do you still feel like you're looking for an identity offense?
No. I mean, I think we all know we can run the ball effectively, and we're just trying to improve the passing game. The wildcat gives us some, you know, a little bit of, yeah, a different look, give us some options off of that. And, you know, Josh is one of our better players on this team, and get the ball in his hands, and he's pretty amazing when he can. So.
Thank you.